This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Home Minister Amit Shah today launched projects worth 1,715 crore rupees, including the second legislative assembly complex in Dibrugarh, Assam. Addressing a public meeting at Dibrugarh, Mr. Shah said, the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement will boost Assam tea exports to European countries.
The fragrance of Assam tea reaches the entire world, and the taste of Indian tea is enjoyed globally. This land has, in a way, given India a distinct global identity. The hard-working workers of the tea gardens here have strengthened Indian economy and played a major role in building a strong export system.
Mr. Shah urged the electors to vote in favor of BJP in the next assembly polls for development, peace, security, industry, flood-free Assam. Accusing the previous Congress government for neglecting Assam, Mr. Shah said Congress used infiltration as a weapon for his vote bank politics. He said under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the government is bringing infrastructure projects for the development of the state. Mr. Shah is in Assam on a two-day visit. He attended the Takam, Mising, Poring, Kebang Youth Festival as the chief guest at Dhemaji District this afternoon. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will be held at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of February this year. The summit will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. The objective of the summit is to enable global democratization of artificial intelligence and bridging the AI divide, as well as support the development of indigenous and local AI solutions. It will also focus on development of AI for good solutions across healthcare, agriculture and governance, among others, and aligning global standards and models of AI governance and innovation to the needs of the developing world. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, said that the India AI Impact Summit has received a phenomenal response from across the world and is shaping up to be the biggest AI summit so far globally. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal today highlighted that India-EU Free Trade Pact covers one-third of the world population and impacts 25% of the global GDP. Addressing the World Forum of Accountants in Greater Noida, the minister said highlighted the vast potential of the European market. Indian Railways today commissioned nearly 472 route kilometres of coverage version 4.0 across three sections of its network, marking another significant milestone in strengthening rail safety. The three newly commissioned sections include the 344 kilometres Vadodara to Virar section on the Western Railway, 35 kilometres Tughlakabad Junction Cabin to Palwal section on Northern Railway, and 93.3 kilometres Manpur to Sarmantar section on the East Central Railway. This commissioning marks the highest ever route kilometres of coverage commissioned on a single day as well as in a month, with more than 472 route kilometres. After this inclusion, coverage version 4.0 has been commissioned over a total of over 1,300 route kilometres across five routes of the Indian Railways. The government today informed that coordination between the Ministry of Railways and Department of Fertilizers has resulted in a significant boost in Kharif and Rabi crop supplies. The Minister of Chemicals and Fertilizers said that faster and smoother movement of fertilizer rakes enabled timely supplies to states. This ensured that farmers did not face any shortages during the critical stages of cultivation. The ministry added that during this period, average rake loading increased to 72 rakes per day in July 2025, 78 rakes per day in August 2025, reaching 80 rakes per day in September 2025. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading 5.3% down at 1,61,440 rupees per 10 grams. Silver was trading 12.4% lower at 3,52,640 rupees per kilogram a short while ago. In the Women's Premier League WPL cricket, Gujarat Giants have set a target of 168 runs for Mumbai Indians at Vadodara International Cricket Stadium in Kotambi, Gujarat. In reply, Mumbai Indians were 77 for 3 in 11.1 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.